But yeah, I wanted to talk about manifestation. You have a great question. All right. Well, before I get into it, Jessica, please ask away whilst other people are coming in. Ask the question you have. Before anyone that's popping in now, I'm going to be talking a lot about manifestation, how to manifest, and all the nonsense out there in the world, all the things that don't really make sense, and it's got nothing to do with manifesting. What is me? Oh, that is a great question. I love that. There's so many different avenues that we can go down towards to answering this question as well. Okay, so, I'm guessing you went, I'm guessing you tried to write, if I'm in my trauma, is it my personality or my goals? What am I? This is a great question. Okay, so you really need to understand that you have to look at it from a completely different point of view than you have been your entire life. Your entire life, the experiences you've had, what you've lived as, what you've seen everyone else be like, act like, say, has led you to believe that each individual is this one thing, this one being, this one human being. I can see one human, therefore, that a human is just this one being. Now, physically, yes, I am Ariane, and physically, this is Ariane. But internally, my internal world, at the conscious awareness level, you are your conscious awareness. Okay, you're not even the human being. The human being is its own entity. At the conscious awareness level, you are multiple parts, many, many parts. We've seen this in, humans are multiple parts. We all have multiple personalities. And we see this when it's really, really extreme in people, and we call them multiple personality disorder. But realistically, all humans are exactly like that. So when you say I, it's not as simple as this one being, this one thing. That's not how it works. You go from becoming one part of you, and then another part of you, and another part of you, and another, and it happens all day throughout the day, many, many times. Sometimes in the tens of times, sometimes in the hundreds of times, sometimes in the thousands of times, depending on what's going on that day, what you're going through, how many times you're being triggered, what's happening. Now, each of your parts will have their own desires, their own needs, their own wants, their own behaviors, their own beliefs, their own thoughts. And they all feel, or better yet, a lot of them will already be suppressing and holding on to certain emotions because of past experiences. And another part that you have in the conscious awareness part, the consciousness that you collectively are, is what I call the observer. So that's the observer self. The observer self is kind of like the part of you or the aspect of you that is the most aligned with the truth of who you are. When you go in the objective perspective, you are observing. In any objective perspective, there is no subjective opinion. So it's not like, I want this, or I want that. You're literally simply observing, but it's like you're the one who's observing, so it is an aspect of you. When you are triggered to feel something, what's actually happening isn't you're not necessarily feeling an emotion, you are becoming a part of yourself that is carrying that emotion. You're becoming a part of yourself that carries a certain belief, that will think certain thoughts. So what am I? I am the amalgamation of all of the parts of myself, the ones I am consciously aware of, along with the ones I am unconsciously unaware of. I am the amalgamation of all of those parts. And throughout the day, you will go through life being triggered to be one part, another part, and you will literally experience completely vast different wants, needs, and desires because you are becoming different parts of yourself. This is also why we have inner conflict. And we think, all right, well, why is it 1 minute I want this, and then the next minute I want this? It's because those parts live within you. And 1 minute you are becoming aware of these parts of you, and the next minute you are becoming aware of these parts of you. So by understanding that, you can then do the work needed inside in order to get to resolution, not stay in that internal conflict. And again, this goes back to just learning how to do the work. Parts work is huge. Parts work is massive, like one of the most powerful things you can do, for sure. But essentially, your goal is to integrate these parts of yourself. No one will know their truth unless they're integrating. You just cannot understand your truth unless you are integrating, because you need to bring in the parts of you that have given meaning to experiences you've had in the past about yourself and the world. And this is one of the biggest struggles that people like manifest wealth and abundance and even love, is because we give meaning to the experiences we've had in our lives that about ourselves, other people, and the world. And those meanings are beliefs, and our beliefs are what creates our reality. So I'll have many experiences where I believe that, you know, all men are jerks, or all women don't understand me. And that's what I create because of the meaning that I've given. So I will constantly attract people to me who won't understand me, all based on the parts of myself that I've given the meanings. Okay, let's go through. Again, if you've just joined, welcome. If you've got any questions, ask in the comments. I've got a feeling I'm going to be talking a lot about manifestation today, how to manifest, what the ridiculous kind of manifestation techniques and other information out there in the world that just doesn't work and that just makes you want to punch the wall, and why it doesn't work. So I'll be talking a lot about that. But before I do, I'm going to go through the comments and stuff. How do you know the difference between manifesting and being physical? Oh, psychic, sorry. I'm not sure what you mean by the difference between manifesting and being psychic, because those are two different things. Manifestation is always on. It's like gravity. Like the reality that you see within yourself, the reality that you see around you is a continuous manifestation. It's not like, oh, I'm going to manifest now, but not now, but now, and not now. It's constantly on, always happening. So if you're, in terms of psychic and being able to see something in the future or something that could come up, there's, it's not necessarily you seeing the future either, by the way. In terms of being a psychic, if you look at it from the way that mechanically reality works, is you're becoming aware of a part of yourself that will hold a visual belief or knowing so strong, and it, you become so aware of that part of yourself that it comes into reality. So not all psychics are necessarily, I'm predicting the future or something like that, but more like, I can see what I am manifesting. When you understand the mechanics of reality and creation, you see that everything is just a communication to you. All of the parts of yourself as well. But that is a communication to you, the kind of the most you that you are, even though you are these other parts as well. This is what happens with dreams as well. A lot of people have dreams that come true. But again, your dreams are your being's way of communicating to you of other parts of yourself. And these other parts are you. So they also have the ability to create the reality that you're experiencing. So you're not necessarily seeing the future. You're seeing what is being manifested. Sometimes it's unavoidable. Sometimes it's avoidable. Very, very, it really depends on the circumstance and so many other things as well. Hello, everyone. Big love. Well, thank you very much. Big love back to you. I appreciate it. Is philosophy on a scale most don't understand? Yes, really, really is. And these are the kind of conversations that I love doing. I've actually just posted a story on my Instagram asking you guys to tag whoever you think I should do a podcast with. I've got a podcast myself, but I don't really have a co-host. So I'm looking for a co-host. And these are the kind of conversations that I love to have. And if anyone knows or an idea of someone who would be a good co-host, please go tag them in the video on Instagram. I've literally just posted it. So it's like my latest video. Are they kind of one and the same? Everything to me. That's been the best explanation I've received so far. You're very welcome, Jessica. I'm glad I'm able to connect with you guys like this. This has been one of the challenges. This is why live is great. And I do use my computer with the good camera, which is what you can see. I have no idea. I'd love to be able to like connect with you guys so you guys can actually talk to me as well and ask questions. But I need to figure out how to do that on the computer because I record this stuff and re-upload it so everyone can get more value as well. Doesn't too much manifesting bring negativity? Well, I mean, there is no such thing as too much manifesting because it's always on. You're just constantly manifesting. Negativity, again, this is a very broad question. Yes, someone can manifest negativity, but again, it's very, very much so to do with the individual, like what's happening. And if you have a group of individuals, yes, that manifestation of the negativity is going to be greater. You know, we're seeing this with war and what's happening in politics and, you know, all of this stuff. So it really, really depends on, it's quite broad, that statement. But yeah, you can never manifest too much because it's just always on. If time is what actually, so, oh God, are we really going to go down this rabbit hole? Okay, just let me know if you want me to explain to you what time is and how we manifest using time, because it's really interesting, but it is kind of a rabbit hole. And I just want to know if you guys are the kind of people that really want to hear about this. But yeah. Why can I manifest seeing specific license plates, but I can't manifest a lotto win? So literally, the lottery is one of the most, what's the best way to say this? The lottery is one of the most unrealistic things in reality. What I mean by that is it doesn't make sense. Okay? You manifest what you are. This is why the lottery makes a lot of money. You manifest what you are, not what you want, not even what you desire. What you desire is okay. Desire in itself is fine. And through your desire, you become the version of yourself that has what you want. Because that new version of yourself is who you now are. If you were wealthy, abundant, rich, however you want to label it, would you be playing the lottery? How many millionaires do you know that play the lottery? Literally none of them. How many billionaires do you know that play the lottery? None of them. Because that's who they are. The people that play the lottery are the ones that kind of go, all right, I just want this like quick win here. And to be the version of yourself that can manifest that wealth, you really got to get out of the mentality of the quick win. You need to build resilience in life. And I don't mean grind yourself into the ground and kill yourself, but you need a completely different frame of mind of how reality works and what's going on. If you're trying to manifest a lottery win, it's because you're trying to manifest a quick fix. And that's not going to happen, because a quick fix is a denial of the current situation, or better yet, the current reality that you're in. And if I'm just kind of denying the current reality that I'm in, I'm not able to see the parts of myself that have played a role in me arriving in the reality that I'm in right now. And I need to give those parts of myself attention. I have to become aware of them, along with growing and becoming into the version of myself I want to be. That's why the quick fixes don't work when it comes to manifesting. And that's why you hardly ever see people winning the lottery. And that's why, more often than not, the people that do win the lottery lose it like 2, 3, 4 years after they've won it. Because their manifested reality then goes back to who they are being. So it's mainly mostly about who you are, not necessarily what you want. And that's why I teach what I teach. That's why I have my inner awareness framework. You know, my inner awareness framework is presented out into the world of like you changing your mindset, healing, understanding the parts of yourself, being able to evolve as a conscious awareness in a super, super fast way. But realistically, at the core of it, the inner awareness framework that I put out there is for you to be able to become conscious and aware of the parts of yourself that you are unaware of, which is playing the biggest roles in creating the reality that you are in today. And by resolving them through integration, that resolution, then your reality will start to shift and change, because those parts of you are not giving energy to the manifested reality that you find yourself to be in now. So the inner awareness framework is actually a huge driver for you to be able to create and manifest the love, the abundance, the wealth, the health, anything you want, because it all starts within. And unless you know how you work and how to go within and how to integrate these parts of you, then you're not going to be able to change your manifested reality. I'm going to keep going. But before I do need a drink. Are you Akinator? I don't know what Akinator is, but sure. Maybe you can elaborate. Explain to me what Akinator is. Do you teach, coach someone how to detach from a partner for 30 years? I do indeed, yes. I'm doing it. I do one-to-one, and we've got a mindset mastery program. This is so cool. It's like a new program, and I don't really talk about it a lot, and I really should. My team tell me I should talk about it more, because not a lot of people know it. It's amazing, the mindset mastery program. It's in the community. You get the inner awareness framework, which is what I mentioned. You get another course that you can only get here called the cheat code, which it goes so much deeper into reality, how it works and how to manifest. You get meditations. You get like all of these things, along with weekly calls with myself in the group, in the community. You get to connect with people who are on the same journey, learning the same thing. It's phenomenal. And in all of that, you learn so many different things, whether it's growing your own business and you want to get into that mindset, learning how to make money doing what you love, but also relationship, detachment, healing, understanding what's actually going on inside, why you're struggling to move on, how to move on. So it covers a huge variety of different things. So if you're interested, click the link in my bio, go to, I think it's the first option, which is the inner awareness framework. Schedule a call with one of the members of the team, and you'll, you know, get on the program, because it's literally changed so many people's lives, and it's what I love to do. I love this. I love connecting with people. So yeah, definitely. I am physically timeline shifted, or just my consciousness into a different body on that timeline. Oh, that's such a good question. So no, you're not physically necessarily shifting, but at the same time you kind of are. So it's not, no, you're not physically shifting, but your physical body will be affected because your consciousness is shifting. And as it shifts from, like, let's say from this timeline to this timeline, you have many in between as well. And it's like a steady shift. It's not, we say about jumping, yes, but that jump requires you to go through all of these timelines. And in that kind of like timeline shift in the middle part, you are going through different stages in your body. For us, it just feels like, oh, my body's changing because that's what is happening. So energy is released. This is why ego death is the way that it is as well. It's like physically your body's changing. You're going from one state to another. So you are kind of doing both. But I think of it more like your consciousness is going from A to B, and A to B has the different versions of your body to then get to be. It's not just one and the other, and you're going through all of those versions, because for us here it has to seem realistic in the terms of 3D realistic. So that's a big part of it. Ewan Bentimo Masoro, I don't know who that is. I should really write this down. If you've got good suggestions for me doing podcasts with people, definitely go to my Instagram and tag them in the post that I've just put, because then I will reach out to them. It's all about balance. Yes, please. I'd like to know the lottery is rigged. Oh, I'm saying, okay, so the yes, please, I'd like to know, I'm guessing, is for the people when I asked about me talking about time. Okay. Trying to do one there. Okay, before I go, all right, so I'm going to talk about time and how time, we use time to manifest. Ooh, this is quite an exciting conversation, quite an exciting topic. Let me just have a drink first and then we'll talk into it. Okay, so first let's talk about time. What is time? If you ask most people, once you understand this, your reality is going to completely change and shift for you. If you live by what I'm saying and remember this, you'll know what path to go down to be able to completely change and shift your reality. What is time? When most people talk about time, they think about the time ticking. All right, it's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. It's like, okay, let's figure that out. What are the clocks on the wall on your watch and the clock on your phone? What is that based on? It's not actually based on time. It's based on the motion of the earth. When the earth spins once, that's 24 hours. When the earth goes, even days and months, when the earth goes around the sun once, we call that a year. But it's like, okay, if we were to go really, really far down and go like literally time, there are seconds. There is 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour. Like, where does that come from? That's not from time. That's actually from movement of, I think it's a part of an atom. I forget the name of the atom. And the speed of the movement of that part of the atom is a second. That is what we have created to be a second. This is why we call it an atomic clock, because it's based on the atom. So the clocks on the wall, your digital clock, your watch, the days, is all based on things in reality. Nothing is based on time. So it's like, all right, well, what is time? So have you ever heard of the ship of Theseus? Basically, it's a wooden ship. And the argument is that the whole ship has rotted wood. The wood is rotted. So if you replace all of the wood on that ship, will it then be the ship of Theseus? And essentially the answer is yes and no. And this is where it really, really relates to time. If we think about the past and the future, the past and the future don't exist. There is only the now. There is only this moment. And we're thinking, all right, what does that even mean? Like, what's it? Everyone keeps saying there's now, there's this moment. What does that mean? The past and future, any reference you would have to the past would be a thought. I'm thinking about what happened. I'm catastrophizing about, I'm concerned and scared and remembering about the stuff that happened. And if I ever, have any reference to the future, it's the same thing. It's a thought. I'm catastrophizing. I'm concerning. I'm even if it's like something positive, I'm excited about the future. It's still a thought. If I simply don't have those thoughts, then the past and future do not exist. If I never think about the past and never think about the future, they simply don't exist. Because whenever I arrive at any time that I would call the future, it would be now, the new present moment. And this goes back to the ship of Theseus. If I was to replace all of the wood on the ship, would that be the same ship? So I'm not actually growing. Time isn't linear. I am not going from this moment to a moment in the future. I'm not arriving in the future. The now is changing. Just like the ship of Theseus, if I change all the wood, it becomes a new version of that ship. And we know that our cells change completely every 7 years. So this hand here, this isn't the same hand that I had when I was 7 years old, or when I was born, or even 10 years ago. It's changed, just like the ship. The cells have changed. I'm not growing older. I'm continuously changing. The now is continuously changing. If you think of it as like, those old school cinema projector screens, not the screens, the projectors themselves, where you've got one projector light and then you've got the film going through like that. That's what reality essentially is. Reality is you, the conscious awareness, experiencing the now, and then the realities going through. Now, that means you are going through the realities, and you're going through billions of times a second. So you are the projector light, let's say, experiencing and looking, whilst realities, you're going through these realities, constantly going. Time is what is pushing you through those realities. So time is how I can go from one new now moment to the next new now moment. And it's happening billions of times a second. If you ever watched Avengers, Doctor Strange does that kind of like portal thing. And then he goes through a different part in space-time, let's say. Think of that, but as realities, yeah? And you're constantly going through them. So sometimes he walks through, and sometimes he puts the portal through him and he doesn't move. Think of that happening billions of times a second, and the portal is the size of the universe. That is what's happening. That movement of you going through realities happens with time. This is why we call it space-time. So time is not linear. It's not 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Time is what we use to go through realities. And if time was to stop, then we would stop going through realities and everything would just pause because we're in that reality. And this is why billions of times a second, because me doing this right now is billions and billions and billions and billions of realities that we're going through as I'm just doing this right now. That is what time is. So every single reality that we are manifesting is being done using time. Your manifested reality is a reflection of your internal world, mainly the part of yourself that you are unconscious of. This is why I teach people the deep work in order to be able to manifest what they want. To manifest is not to do affirmations. It's not to write something on a piece of paper and put it under your pillow. It's not to really, really want something. It's not to wake up and just do gratitude practices. It's not to try and convince yourself that you are loved. It's not. Once you understand the mechanics of reality and how reality actually work, you'll be like, oh yeah, well, that it's clearly not how you manifest reality. The way you manifest reality is by doing the deep work, by understanding that there are parts of me that feel like I'm not good enough and who play the biggest role in creating the realities that I'm going through with by using time. So these parts of me are like, no, we need to go over here where we reflect how we are not good enough. Because that's what my belief is, and my belief is the main steerer of the realities that I'm experiencing. So by understanding that and changing the belief, and the only way that you can change the belief is by doing the deep work, you cannot try and convince yourself something you don't believe in. That's not how you change a belief. You get to the way you change your belief is you get to the core of that belief, as well as, and getting to that core of the belief, you understand the story that you've told. So you then resolve that story, and at the same time start telling a different story. But you're not invalidating any part of yourself. You're not trying to convince yourself something you don't believe in. You're simply resolving and creating something new, which is how you manifest the realities that you do, is you resolve and create something new. But that requires you to fully understand yourself. That's why when someone comes to me and goes, oh, I just want to manifest, like, what do I do? It's like, dude, I the shortest answer is learn how to integrate. Like, the deep work, learn how to integrate. That's the shortest answer, but there is no short answer. And if you're watching YouTube videos of like how to manifest a specific partner and how to manifest abundance, and like these things are not like, I'm just going to do this and that's going to happen. Because let's say if you focus on something and abundance comes in, you're going to lose it again. Because there are so many parts of you that are like, no, I don't. This isn't a reality that aligns with my beliefs, like what I really want or think that we deserve or anything. And that's why it goes. That's why people come into your life and everything's great. You're like, oh, this is amazing. And then they go. They abandon you because there are so many parts of you that have played the biggest role in that, creating that reality. And it's not like, oh, I need to be angry with them. No, I need to understand them, resolve, resolution, integration, which will lead me to the manifested realities that I want, the love that I want, the abundance that I want. I'll be able to drive the car that I want, live where I want, do what I want, have the freedom where I won't need to work, especially for someone else, and I can just enjoy life. But you're not going to be able to enjoy life unless you understand yourself. You don't necessarily even need to understand the mechanics of how reality works. You just need to understand yourself. Again, hence why in the inner awareness framework, I just go deep into you learning how you work and what you need to do. And if you are someone who's interested in more learning about manifestation, then that's why we've got the cheat code as well as an extra course for if you do want to get involved in that. I told you that was a... an explanation and a half, and to go deep into it. But I'm going to continue going in the comments. Are we talking about love, assumption, or attraction? So when I realistically, like when I talk about manifestation and reality, I do approach it in a slightly different way than like talking about one law or another. Law of assumption, yeah, sure. But if you think about it, law of assumption is just a form and a way of programming. It's a way of trust. I've actually just put out the most valuable YouTube video I have, and it's about learning how to manifest faster with surrender. And I go deep into what surrender is. Recently in my life, I kind of just got like the full lesson of surrender, and it's like the most fascinating thing ever. And in that, I talk deep into trust, joy, why these spiritual teachers are always saying you've got to enjoy it, you've got to trust and everything. And it's all, again, the mechanics of how reality manifests. Assumption is the same thing. If I keep assuming, then I'm trusting. And if I'm trusting, I'm in a very different kind of vibration and frequency, and how my manifested reality will come to me will be completely different. So that's why I don't really talk about law of attraction or law of assumption or everything. They're just kind of ways of describing how to be mechanically so your reality will manifest in a specific way. But I always approach it as explaining it like that, so you know, like, so you're not just feeling like, okay, I just need to assume, like, great, I'm being told to do something and I don't really understand why I'm doing it. So I always go from that approach. Are we in heaven, bro? Yes, you are. This idea that heaven is a thing, that a place that you go to after this life, is exactly that. It's an idea. It's a story. Before you came into this reality, this is your heaven. This is your desire. When we're here, yeah, it's heavy. I get it. I was in really dark places myself. I know. Trust me, I do. But as messed up as it can be, once you get to the true understanding of why we're here, like, it answers all of the questions of like, yeah, but why is that allowed? And why would that happen? And why would this person do this and this? And it all makes sense. And just because it makes sense doesn't mean it's okay. But this is the heaven. And this is why I always say, I present it as like the game of life. Because you're essentially, realistically, you're in a game. It's just, this game is so advanced that it means a lot to you, and that's normal. It's meant to be, because you have the ability to give any meaning to anything in reality. That's the beauty of life. The beauty of this game, of this whole thing, is that you have the ability to give meaning to everything. And those meanings are your beliefs, and those beliefs are what you manifest into reality. So yeah, we really, really are. Think of it like this. You're a soul outside of this 3D reality looking in going, I want to go down there and I want to experience things that I cannot experience right now. Because that's what life is. It's experience. And outside of here, you don't feel the way that you do in here. So the just think about this for a second. The concept of the ability to feel has been created. Just for a moment, think about that. Because as humans, we just go through life, even when it's talking about spiritual stuff. Like, the idea of feeling in itself has been created. At some point, there is inability to feel, ability to feel. Like, that has been thought of. This concept of feeling, it's been created. And if there's, there's a part of me as the universe going, I want to do that. I want to feel. It's like, okay, all right, this new concept of feeling that I've created as the universe, you want to have a go? Yeah. All right, but what is feeling? It's like, well, it's this kind of like experience. It's, you know, you experience something that I'm calling a feeling. So, all right. And you can feel this and this, or this and this and this and this. It's like, okay, well, how does it work? How do I feel this? Well, in order to feel this, there has to be the opposing. Otherwise, this won't feel like the feeling of a feeling. This is where contrast comes in. In order for me to feel, which is this new concept of something that I'm creating, there has to be the opposite. Otherwise, the whole idea of feeling just doesn't work. All right, cool. So you want to go in this place where you can feel this, but it requires this. Otherwise, there's no growth. You can't grow, expand, and become something else if there is no progression. So there has to be a progression of feeling this from this. And if you want to feel more of this, there has to be even more progression. So, okay, cool. I'm really, really excited about this part of me as the universe getting into this playground where you can feel this new concept of feeling. So on the outside of this whole reality, yes, this is like so exciting. And then you have many goes. You're like, this is great. I loved feeling wealthy. I loved feeling love. I love feeling happy. I love feeling bliss. I love being able to do whatever I want anytime I want. That was great. I had many goes of this game far into the future where there was like more than flying cars and I could just do whatever I want. I was interplanetary. I was going around everywhere. It was great. And I also had, you know, some goes where I was a caveman and I didn't really understand a lot. And that was funny and great and crazy as well. And then it starts getting really boring playing the same level of the game over and over again, where I'm just constantly feeling bliss and I can just control everything by just thinking it. So then I go, all right, I'm a little bit bored of that. What about if things happen to me that I don't know are going to happen to me? That's kind of cool. That's a cool idea. It gets me out of the boring of just me having full control of everything. So maybe I'll have a go where I'm not entirely sure what's going to happen, but it happens. And that's okay. So then I have more goals like that. Hey, that was pretty cool. Let's do that more. Let's also make it so my manifestations don't come in straight away. So I have to, it's unpredictable and I'm still moving forward, still kind of like, you know, playing around and seeing what's happening. That's, again, it's like, oh, wow. And now I'm feeling these other feelings, these other ones, not just the bliss, not just the happiness, because I've felt them so much. I want to have a go at feeling despair, being completely powerless, feeling fear. I want to have a go of that. And then I have a go at that. And it's like, right, now I want to have a go at like feeling all of these undesirable ones and then growing and getting to this. Personally, me, that's where I'm at right now. I want to grow and change the trajectory of my soul family's life, of my family's life, of everything that's happening. And I'm going to grow. This is why I chose what I did. This is why I've incarnated into this reality the way that I have. So, but look, I'm very aware that when I heard things like this at the beginning of my journey, I was like, shut up. That, I can believe that, but it sucks. It sucks being where I am. I get that. I really, truly do. But I also always knew that I'm just going to keep going. I'm not going to stop. And then I learned that when I actually had the tools, that's when those big changes were being made. That's when it was going from wishing it was different to actually being different because I had the tools. I always use the analogy of like going to the gym. And life is kind of like that. If you're going to the gym and you're constantly going to the gym, but you're training in a way that you never get stronger. Every time you go to the gym, it's going to be hard because you're never getting stronger. But by simply changing your tactics, the way that you go to the gym, going to the gym and the experience of the gym is going to be very different. It's going to be easier than it ever has been because you're getting stronger. And that's what life is. When you have the tools to be able to do what you need to do, to integrate these parts of yourself, to build resilience, to understand contrast, to have your needs met internally, yourself, and from a community of people that can actually be there for you, to grow the way you're meant to grow, not the way that society tell you you need to grow, which is nonsense and ridiculous in so many different ways. When you do it in the right way, when you have the tools that you need, your life changes dramatically. And that's literally why I do what I do. Because I realized that I was banging my head against the wall for so long. And I promised myself that when I figure it out, I'm going to tell the world. And that's what I'm doing right now. That's why I have the Inner Awareness Framework. That's why I have my team. That's why I do the mentorship program. That's why I do podcasts. That's why I do these lives. That's why I do the content that I do. That's literally why I do everything that I do. It's because I felt it. I know how much it sucks. So if I commit a crime after 7 years, I'm not the same person who committed the crime. Your cells aren't the same cells. Hell no. But are you the same person? Yes. Change your mindset, change your reality. For sure. Affirmations are good for blocks and conditioning. Yes. Affirmations. But look, don't get me wrong. When I say like, you're not going to change your reality by just doing affirmations, that's not me slating affirmations. Affirmations is a tool. And it's about how you use that tool. But a lot of people, most people, and most videos you see on YouTube and all the social media posts and everything, the way they talk about affirmations is really just you gaslighting yourself. Okay? Let me give you an example. Most of the spiritual community, most the mainstream spiritual community will tell you that just tell yourself you are loved. And you go and you try that. You look in the mirror and you say, I am loved. And it just doesn't feel right. It like feels so bad. And you're like, oh, no, no. And because you've been told, you got to keep doing it until it just changes. You just got to keep doing it until it changes. And you're like, okay, I just need to keep doing it. I just need to keep doing it. So you do it and do it. And never changes. Because you're gaslighting yourself. You're trying to convince yourself of something that parts of you don't believe. So instead of being like, oh, well, these parts of me don't believe that, I'm going to try and understand why, try and understand where that comes from and why these parts of me feel the way that they do, we just get told to just keep doing it. Just keep going and keep going. And that's literally a gaslight. The parts of yourself that don't trust you now have more reasons not to trust you even more because you're rejecting them and you're trying to convince them of something that they don't believe. So what you need to do is you need to find what actually feels real and right to you. So if you stand in front of the mirror and say, I'm loved, and that doesn't feel right, stop saying that. Say, I like myself. Maybe that doesn't feel right. You go, ooh, no, that doesn't even feel right. All right. I am a good cook. That's starting to feel a little bit better. I'm all right at cooking, actually. Yeah. Okay, I'll say that. Like, I'm a good cook. I'm really good at cooking. Ooh, that feels much more believable than I am loved because I don't feel loved. And at the same time, do the integration work. Do the inner work. Go in. Understand these parts of yourself to integrate them, to heal them. And the more you do that, then eventually you'll start saying things like, I am liked, like I like myself. And that will start feeling true because you're doing the inner work as well. And then eventually you do more and more and then you say, I love myself. And that will finally feel right because you are bringing in the parts of yourself that you have learned to reject. which is the part of yourself you're rejecting when you're trying to convince yourself that you love yourself. So affirmations on their own without doing the inner work is a huge gaslight. Doesn't work and makes things worse. But when they're being used along with the integration work, the inner work, yeah, they're a very, very, very powerful tool. And I'm talking about just on the path of healing. Obviously, affirmations are a programming or reprogramming technique as well, which is what the army use as well. What happens when we stop feeling? I'm guessing you mean outside of here. Personally, I've not yet, I've experienced, I've stripped back reality many times in different forms, in different ways. I've seen the grid system of nothingness, which is crazy to say because nothing by definition is not a thing, so you can't actually describe it. But I've seen the grid system of what manifests reality and how it's just you here. So I've had many, many different experiences. I've literally had to put reality back together and find myself back in this reality. And when I had ayahuasca, whoa, I was gone. But I've yet not experienced unplugging to the degree where I can personally tell you what I've experienced. But what I have heard from other people's work, which I find to feel true to me, which is why, again, I went towards creating the video of the game of life and how we are in a game. If you look into Dolores Cannon's work, her work is phenomenal with this stuff to explain all of that stuff. She goes deep into literally you put a headset on and you think yourself into this game. You are the extension of you. You are actually your higher self. And that it doesn't mean you're separate. If you are you here, just like my fingernail is the extension of me, the fingernail is still me. You are the extension of your higher self. And you've thought yourself into the game and you're experiencing this game. So when you stop feeling, you're unplugging. Think of it as like a game where you would plug into a game. You're unplugging from that game. You go back to being the higher aspect of your higher self. I can see an ant on the camera. You guys might see an ant walking past the screen. That would be hilarious. 12 members on the team. Oh, you're very welcome, guys. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. These are lots of kind words. I appreciate it, guys. I'm grateful for you guys as well. Like I said, guys, just if you've got any questions, please definitely ask them in the comments. Thank you so much. I'm good at existing. I love existing. Hell yeah. Hey, honestly, it is phenomenal. And trust me, this is from someone who's, and I can't necessarily mention some words because my TikTok live got banned the other day because I talked about certain things that I'm not going to allude about necessarily. I have been in places of my life where I didn't want to play the game anymore. So I understand. But yes, existent is good as well. And it can be phenomenal. When I understand my childhood trauma, I understand my personality. Yes. And honestly, the deeper you go in and just really see what this whole thing is. One of the best things that I love about when people do my inner awareness framework is they come back to me and they kind of go like, I get it. Because they start seeing that internally, it's just you. Everything is just you, and not just your personalities, but everything, entire reality, everything is just you. And it gives you such a huge sense of power. Like you literally start creating yourself intentionally. And it's so amazing because you live an entire life completely powerless, thinking that you can't achieve it, you just can't do it. And when you start seeing that, it's like, oh, like it's beautiful, because you realize that no one actually has that power over you. And what I'm saying is so deep that it's not the surface level. No one has a power over you. Oh my God, the funniest thing is happening. Maybe not so funny, I don't know. Remember I said there's an ant on the camera? Think of it, right? The camera lens is round and the ant is just constantly going around thinking that it's just walking in one place. It's not stopped going around this whole time. That is hilarious. It's like the march of death, but with one ant on a camera. Oh, she's really phenomenal. Who's really phenomenal? What's going on? Have I missed something? I think I can... she's a con artist. What? Who are we talking about? She's dangerous? The whole... Everyone else is an NPC. Oh, Dolores Cannon. All right. She's a con artist. Okay. I mean, look, you guys make your own mind up on your own experiences. It's what we're here to do, to give meaning to life ourselves. My hair's like yours, bro. Was it worth the grow? Yes. Oh my God, yes. I do love my hair, and growing it has been very, very fun. Thank you very much, guys. You created the game. Enjoy it. Hell yeah. You should also watch that video. I think it's one of my pinned video on TikTok, like after the live. Go check it out. It's the game of life. It's me having a conversation with myself, obviously, but about coming into this reality. I came across you a few years ago when I lost and trying to figure out myself in life. You helped me so many days. Honestly, that is like the best thing ever. So I'm really, really glad, because that's literally it's the only reason why I do what I do. So to hear that is amazing. It's you and only you. I've needed to hear someone speak on a deeper level. I can't remember my last real conversation. Oh, I feel that. That is why I've created the community. Like, seriously, when I was on this journey, I was exactly like that. And I actually pulled away from my entire family because it was that toxic, that dangerous, that... It was just bad. But the reason why part of the program I've created, the community, is so people can have what I didn't have, and which is connecting with other people, having deep conversations. In the community, we also do like these breakout rooms, so you actually get to really connect with people, not just listen to Ariane talk. But the changes I've seen in people just from the simple concept of just having a community and doing breakout rooms. Oh my God, it's insane. And people are like reaching out to each other, even when I'm not there, just connecting. It's phenomenal. It truly, truly is. And most people are trying to grow and learning the same thing anyway. So it's just phenomenal. It really, truly is. But hell yeah, deep conversations. Like I simply just don't converse in the way of like small talk or anything anymore. I just don't, and if someone does, I'm just like, no, like I really don't. I just can't do it. So I feel that. I'm there, just tower moment after tower moment, but I'm still here seeing everything unfold for sure. It was about Dolores Cannon. Yeah, I thought as much. Yeah. Like I said, look, I'm one person. I have my own views and meanings in life. Everyone has their own. My job is to empower people. And I don't do that by telling people what to believe, or, you know, I don't even tell anyone what to do. I just educate people, teach you how you work, how to go within and find your own truth. That's how I empower people. What happened there? Hang on, give me one sec. My monitor turned off. I need to turn it back on. I got my dogs here with me as well. Do you want to come and say hi? Do you want to come and say hi? Okay. Your videos awakened me, by the way. Amazing. That's the... Can you... Hush up, please. Amazing. That's literally the point of them. And I'm glad they did. And I'm really, really glad. Honestly, I don't know if you've watched my latest YouTube video about surrender. That one will really speed up your awakening because it just gives you the mechanics of reality in such a cool way that, honestly, I'm very fascinated by this stuff. So when I get these downloads and I'm like putting the dots together and I understand it all, I'm like, oh my God. And I really, really try and put it out there as fast as possible. Hi. Do you want to say hi to everyone? Okay. Okay. So you have nothing to say about what I said about Dolores Cannon, the whole NPC belief. I mean, is there a question in that? But like I said, what I have to say is, you know, we all have our own meanings and beliefs. In terms of the NPC stuff, when you strip back reality and see the nothingness that is here and it's only you, and then you learn that you're actually playing in co-op mode with many, many people, and then you learn that what you're actually here to experience, you see that there's a lot of props, let's say, or a lot of parts of reality that is there to give you the experience. You see that your whole experience and everything, there are things to essentially help you with that experience, including humans, including animals, including plant life, whatever that is. And when you also learn the growth of a conscious awareness, having different experiences is different things, whether that is plants, whether that's rock, whether that's the earth, whether that's animals, specific animals, insects, birds, whatever it is, working all the way up to a human, you see the structure of it all. And it's not a million miles away to see, like, oh, there are NPCs, there are people that are not really playing the game. But because the game is so advanced that if I was to interact with an NPC, then they would no longer be an NPC. They're in that moment, in that reality that I go into, they would become someone with a complete and utter backstory, someone that is actually playing in this game as well. And even though we do have free will, there is still a path. So I always describe free will like this. Free will isn't what most people think. Free will, I always say it's, think of it like this. You've seen those like rat mazes or mice mazes. You put a mouse in a maze and there's one way out, but you literally have the option to choose any direction you turn, any direction you want to go down. So you do have the free will to go left or right or straight, but then eventually you'll need to go back to choose a different path because there's only one path out. So there is an element of people will come into your life, which is pre-planned, which is the maze. And there are things that you have predetermined that will happen, the traumatic events that you go through, which will get you to the on the right path in the maze. For example, me doing this work, this is very much aligned with what I have come here to do. But if I was forcing myself to try and be a really good accountant, my experience of reality wouldn't be anywhere near what it is now. It wouldn't be as peaceful. It wouldn't be as joyful. None of that would happen because there is a path. So even though you would see that there are many, many NPCs that are not part of your path, the ones that are part of your path will come in and you will interact with them. But on the flip side, think about how advanced this reality is, and then go back to the advancement that we have made with AI and technology, and how we've literally got games right now that have AI NPCs. So I think it's a little bit far-fetched to believe that, oh, we can create AI NPCs, but we can't have them in our reality, when our reality is actually just a much more powerful, high-tech version of the games that we're creating today. So I hope that addressed your question. Love your content. I had to translate a lot of it in my, to meet my BPD. Yeah. I'm really, really glad. I will follow your content. Amazing. Great to hear it. Love to join the community. Where is it? Just click the link in my bio. If you want access, so the community has loads of content. There's loads of resources in the community that you will only get in the community. But if you want access to the program, where you'll have like those weekly calls with myself and the community, you need to join the Mindset Mastery Program, which you'll find on the first link. So hang on, let me show you. And everyone that is curious and wants to know as well, I'm going to show you all. So if I go, so this is my links page. I don't know if you can see it. I say I'm showing you. And then you have two options here. It's that top option there. It says break through your limiting beliefs to manifest wealth and live abundantly using my proven inner awareness framework. So if you click on that, it will take you to a page with a video. And then you'll also be able to book a call with someone on my team. And then if you like qualify for the program, because we don't just accept anyone. It's you have to qualify for it. And the enrollment's actually closing very soon. So if you do want to be a part of it, I would really, really suggest booking a call. I think we have two spaces left until the next enrollment opens. So definitely have a look. I probably have the perfect life and I feel so bad for feeling like this, but I'm lonely. Well, then you don't have the perfect life. Your life isn't the things that you have. Your life is not the things that you do. Your life is actually more about your internal world. So if you feel alone and you're not feeling happy, then you don't have the perfect life. So that's a mindset that's kind of keeping you in that suffering. You need to realize, you know, you're making yourself feel guilty. There's a lot of guilt there. It's okay to also admit that you don't have the perfect life. I don't give a shit if anyone believes you or not. It's irrelevant. Someone might look at you and go, you have so much money. You've got a girl. You've got, like, it doesn't matter. It's all about how you feel inside. Like, what's going on in your internal world. And you never feel wrong because it's 100% a communication. So if you feel the way you do, you don't have the perfect life. And if someone's like, oh my God, you should do, then they don't understand how humans work. They don't understand how conscious awareness beings work. Like, you shouldn't feel any way other than the way you do because it's a communication. Really need you to understand that. Really need you to understand that your concept of you thinking you have a perfect life is you having a go at yourself, feeling the way you do. And that is a rejection of the parts of yourself that feel the way you do. That's what's heavy. That's what's draining. So allow yourself to be where you are. And that's okay. I promise you, does not matter. was about to say, I promise you, it does not matter what people think. And you, as true as that is, there are parts of you that it matters to. But what I suppose I really want to say is, I promise you, fuck what people think. It's literally the way you're going to get through it. And this goes to everyone listening to me right now. Fuck what people think. Like, you can get to that place in your life. It is phenomenal. Phenomenal. Fuck what people think. But it requires you, again, to do the work, to understand the parts of yourself that care what people think. And that's normal. It's not wrong to care what people think. Don't get me wrong. This is the time in my life where I really couldn't care what most people think. But that doesn't mean that I don't care what my partner thinks or my, you know, son thinks. It's not the concept of trying to detach from care of what people think. It's understanding that people are going to project their own shit onto you, because that's how we work as humans. They're going to think what they think. You can either spend your time trying to change that and worry about it, which none of that will work. You cannot change someone's internal world. Me being a healer, I don't heal anyone. I guide them into healing themselves. I guide them into changing themselves. So if you are putting any energy to trying to make someone change, it's wasted energy. It's not going to work. You can focus that energy onto yourself, however that looks, whether it's doing the inner work, whether it's building on what you're trying to create, whether it's going for a walk, showing yourself some love, whatever it is. We live in a time where most people in the world do not understand this. And if there's one message I can give to the whole world, is to continuously work on letting go of trying to change other people's opinion of you. That is going to change your reality so much if you're able to do that more and more. The more you do that, the more your reality will change so much that you won't believe it. I nearly closed the whole thing. Not the stream, just my phone. Community is important. So much of this work can feel isolating. That's different. That's definitely where I am. Yeah, for sure. Please join the community. Like, seriously, do. I cannot tell you how beneficial it has been for everyone that has been part of the community. Like, go watch the testimonials, the case studies from the links in the page. Like, it's insane. And everyone that keeps joining says the same thing. And there are huge changes happening. And I also have moderators. I also have other people that I'm training up to do this work that you can connect with and everything. Like, the breakout rooms is phenomenal. Please come and join. Like, if you're part of the program, that's even going to be like 1,000 times more better. Like, it's so important. Thoughts on seeing a potential in others that's not there. It really depends on what that means. Like, there's two paths. Is it the potential of what I want them to be so I can get something? Or is it I can see the person that they're becoming? Because if it's what I want them to be, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are on a journey of being. And that's where it gets really sticky and troublesome. Because if I'm stuck on waiting for this possibility of them becoming this version of themselves that I want them to be, they'll never be it. But if it's I can see them working and becoming the version of themselves that I can see to the core who they are, that they're really becoming, that's very different. And if it's a partner or someone that you want to get with or someone you've been struggling to stay in a relationship with, and if really be honest with yourself, like be dead true to yourself. Am I just trying to see the potential of this person becoming who I want them to be? Because that would mean that I will get what I want. Be really, really truthful and honest with yourself. Because if that's the case, you're going down a path that's not going to align with your truth and your value. If you truly thought of yourself like you are good enough to be able to get what you want, like, you wouldn't wait around. You wouldn't try to kind of wait for someone who might change. That's very different to seeing someone who is evolving and seeing their potential. But that doesn't mean I'm going to wait till this point in the future, which is the new now moment, in the future, to then be happy. Like, what's wrong? Why can't you be happy now? What's so bad about that? What's so wrong about being happy now? And that's why you need to be honest about. Hi, host. Please go on the news testament journey before you go to hell. To the hell journey. I'm all right, thanks. I love your content, man. Whole new perspective. I'm very, very glad. Thank you so much. I've seen past souls. Do you believe life after death? Yeah, I mean, I it really depends on what you mean by that. But yes. I don't know if you're if you've been in since the beginning, but we have talked about this. But yes, I do. I'm a Christian. I listen to meditation of yours, talking to our child into our healing water, etc. Yeah, it carried me onto me. Going into a room with my older self-assurance, I'll be okay. Yeah, that is a very powerful meditation. It's free. You guys can use it. Go on YouTube, search Ariane Samui and a child healing. There's a meditation. It is possibly one of the most powerful meditations. It is one of the most powerful meditations I put out there. Read the comments. Just see how powerful it is. See what everyone's been saying about how insanely powerful it is and what it has done to so many people. It's free on YouTube. Go listen to it every day for a month. It'll completely like have resounding, profound effects on you. Definitely do it. So awakening is great. I want people to have a good awakening journey. I mean, look, I'll be honest with you. A good awakening journey doesn't necessarily mean bliss. A good awakening journey is painful. So yeah, I'm there with you, but I really hope we align with what we mean by a good awakening journey for sure. Because it's going to take you to the depths. Like, and I should. It needs to. It has to happen. I see a depth in everyone, a curiosity that majority don't care to reach into. Yeah. That's why I do what I do. And unfortunately, it's a huge part of the issue with the world. You know, if we were all taught this stuff and we're all practicing it at a young age, whew, the world would look vastly different. It's not the dark night of the soul, it's the light NPC. I feel like there's a lot of comments that I'm like getting to way after I'm talking about what I'm talking. I'm a little bit lost in some of these. She's saying it's not a rabbit hole because it's not dark, it's beautiful. Oh, hello. Isn't it better to believe that those props or also you living in your own reality, NPC beliefs is dangerous. This is another thing as well. When you say like NPC beliefs is dangerous, there are many people that I personally know and myself as well that would align with that belief. And it's not necessarily dangerous. Like, that's something I would disagree with you there. Isn't it better to believe that those props are also you living in your own reality? You're only living in your own reality. This is a co-creation, but you're always in your own reality. You're co-creating with others. You and I are co-creating this entire thing that you and I can see, both of us, this shirt, let's say, for example, we are co-creating together right now. There are many props, but I wouldn't necessarily say NPC beliefs is dangerous. That is something that I would disagree. But they are all playing. I think I'm just arriving at these conversations later than what I've actually talked about. Mindset Mastery Program on the first link. Yes, it is. It's the first link. I'll add to the website and I'll add Mindset Mastery Program. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. If you're qualified, I'd love that. Definitely. I'd love to like actually physically speak to you guys as well. Thank you for your lives. Do you have any recommendations when feeling anxious or overwhelmed? Yes. Yes, I do. I have many recommendations about feeling anxious and being overwhelmed. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain to you what anxiety is. Now, anxiety itself is a physical sensation. We've got a little bit of time. I'm going to have to go very soon. Anxiety itself is a physical sensation. You're always going to have a physical sensation of emotions. Like, for example, if I'm in fear, I'm going to feel that in a specific way. That's a physical sensation. Same with guilt, apathy, despair, all the others, even joy. Like, that is a sensation that I'm feeling. Anxiety is a physical sensation, but anxiety itself is not an emotion. So if you have anxiety, what do we usually do? We try and get rid of it. We try and push it away. We try and do anything that I need to get rid of it. And, you know, I don't blame you. Like, it sucks for sure. But your goal is to actually understand it. And if you sit with it, allow it to be there and go towards it instead of trying to get rid of it, you'll eventually become aware of an emotion under the sensation of anxiety. Whether that's anger, whether it's fear, whether it's despair, whatever it is. Now, if you're at a stage where you're like, look, I got, like, that sounds horrible. I would never do that. I'm not in the position to be able to do that on my own. I do have a YouTube video. Just search in YouTube, Aryan Samui, then what is anxiety? Or anxiety. I think the video that I've got is called What is Anxiety and How to Release It. And in that video, I actually teach you how to observe. So how to observe your thoughts in the moments where it's, you know, you're going through it. And how to observe your body. The reason you observe your body is because that is your tool and your ability to detach from the body so your body can feel whatever it is feeling to release it. So if I stay with that anxiety and it turns out it's fear and that fear is overwhelming, I can go into the observation mode, which is you detaching from the vibrational frequency of that overwhelming fear, which then allows your body to go through it, and then eventually you come back. Watch the video, practice observing your thoughts, practice observing your body, and then you can start giving it a go. When I mean, at the beginning of my journey, my therapist at the time actually diagnosed me with an anxiety disorder, which is not a thing. It's just another label that keep people kind of like down. But if you identify as having an anxiety disorder, then you're not able to get to a place where you don't have an anxiety disorder anymore. So my anxiety was so much where it was waking me up through the night. And one morning I woke up because of my anxiety, and I learned to sit with it. And I also learned to time myself to go, okay, I'm just going to sit with it for 1 minute or 30 seconds, whatever you want. And I went, okay, I grabbed my phone, stuck the timer on, and I sat with it. And it came, and I was like, whoa, okay. And I was like thinking, like, I need to get away. I need to run. I need to go get my friend. I need to do this. And I was like, and then I was like talking to myself, and I was like, no, it's okay. Like, we've learned what this is. Like, it's okay. We're going to relax. We're going to chill. We're going to just so, okay, all right. No, I need to go. It's like, no, it's all right. So I kept talking to myself, and timer went off after a minute. I was like, all right, I stopped. I brought myself out of it. Later on in the day, it came back up, and I was like, oh, okay, here we go. I'm going to go again. And the second time, I was like, whoa, that's not as overwhelming. And then I did it for a minute, but it was still like, ugh, but not as overwhelming. And I was like, okay. And the third time, I didn't even get through the minute. I was like, oh, it's gone. Like, it worked through. It worked its way through. Now, that's just like me. Obviously, the anxiety is a trigger of something, a part of yourself coming forward. The reason why you don't know what the emotion is because you've rejected it for so long. You're not sure. Now it's coming to you and activating the sensation of anxiety. So when you sit with it long enough, you're going to realize that underneath is an emotion. That is your connection, the fishing hook to this part of yourself. You'll be able to learn more of how to fully integrate this part of yourself. Start with the YouTube video. If you want to go much, much further into it, learn my inner awareness framework. Come on the Mindset Mastery Program. This is what we talk about. This is what I teach all the time. This is the only way that I can teach as many people. You know, I can't do it if I just have one-on-one clients. So that's why the whole program exists. So I can do it to many, many different people. Watch the YouTube video. It's really going to help you. Okay. So I'm over time. Okay. I'm going to try and look for a couple more questions that might really align with kind of manifestations and stuff. You're a king, my friend. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I walk away from my family after the awakening. They misjudge me. I walked away from my family after the awakening. They misjudge me. I never say no for more knowledge and healthy communities. Yes. I actually did the same at the beginning. I cut all my family off, and I needed to personally. I would never tell anyone, oh, just cut your family off. I mean, I'd say do it if that's what needs to be done. But yeah, I feel that. Like, you need to take yourself out of that environment. You can't grow in an environment like that. So sometimes it needs happening, and there is the possibility of reconnecting. But for me, it was more of a case of like, if you want to reconnect with me, you need to get your shit together. Like, because I'm not doing that anymore. So I remember. Yeah, Inner Child Healing, YouTube. Make sure you write my name, Arian Samu, as well. What advice would you give when attempting to build community connection but keep hitting walls? It really depends on what you mean by keep hitting walls. But I suppose the broad advice that I can give, because it is quite a broad kind of like, it would need to narrow down more for me to fully understand what you mean. But the broad advice that I can give is, understanding your inner world is creating your outer world. So if you keep hitting walls, like if the same thing keeps repeating, you need to understand that internally. What is it that keeps repeating? And what is the core meaning under that? Because the thing that keeps repeating, like for example, if I keep going into relationship after relationship and they just keep leaving me, the thing that is repeating is that someone is leaving me. But the core value under that is that I'm being abandoned. So there are parts of myself that I have learned to abandon, which is being reflected to me in my reality. So look at it from that point of view, to go in saying, what is it that's happening? Like, what is the struggle? What's happening? And it could be a number of things. Like, you got to realize as well, like everything that you try and build and create in reality is an extension of you. Like if I put the videos that I put out that you guys watch are extensions of me. This live here is an extension of me. There are 54 people on this live right now. That is an extension of me. So if I was to go, okay, I'm going to put on an event, let's say, a retreat, whatever it is, that is an extension of me. And if people, and if the reality that I'm creating, oh, people are not coming to that, then that is the underlining kind of value, like the core value of that is that I'm not good enough to for people to come to. There is a belief that I am not enough for people to believe what I have to say, to be seen, to be heard, to be a leader. I can't be a leader. Watch my YouTube video about surrender. It's like my latest YouTube video. I go into this. It's really actually, I'm being told that it's really going to help you to watch that. Really is. So it really, really depends. It's not one thing. It really depends on what it is. And it could be a number of things. It could be that along with I was never seen as a child. That's many parts of myself. Maybe as a teenager, I tried to host parties or something. People didn't turn up. That's more to kind of look at and not to fix, to look at, to understand. You know, I'm only at the stage where I am today because I kept going, I kept growing. And at the beginning, I was like putting videos out and getting like 3 views. And then people that followed me from my first life, let's say, before my awakening, they would watch these videos and be like, what the hell are you doing? Like, this is cringy. This is weird. And it's like, I gotta push through it. Not just push through it for the sake of pushing through it, but there's also an element of me. I have to believe in what I'm saying. I have to believe in what I'm trying to put out there in the world. And that's why I say so confidently to you guys, go do my inner awareness framework. Come and join the community. Come and join the program, because I know how valuable it is. I know it's already changed so many people's lives. So there's more belief in myself that I have now that I've never had before. And I will scream to the ends of the world, like the importance of self-awareness in the world and how it is arguably up there with the most important things in reality, because it's literally what creates your reality. It's not even a belief in terms of like, oh, this is what I believe. Like, no, it does. It really does. I've seen it. I've experienced it. I teach it. I see it working on myself. I see it working with other people. This is the most important thing. This is why I do it. I believe this shit. And that's why I put myself out the way that I do, confidently, comfortably. And when I think I have 326,000 followers on TikTok, and then I get to speak to like, you know, 50 people. I, I love speaking to 50 people. I think that's fucking amazing. Because I understand that, like, no, now this is the people that need to hear what I'm saying. So I don't let, like, these numbers and things, like, really take a hit to me to be like, I'm like, no, this is the work. This is what I do. So what I used to do is see that I had 3 views, 13 views, and I used to make that mean that I'm not good enough, that I'm not able to, that I can't do it. And you just got to work through that. You got to, you know, those are triggers of those parts of yourself that come up. And once you integrate them, move forward, keep moving forward, you become this other version of yourself that you're like, no, you know what? I am a thought leader. I call myself the teacher's teacher. I was terrified of calling that, even though I knew that I was the teacher's teacher before I even said that about myself. Because I didn't believe in myself. But I do now. And that's why I say it so freely, so openly to the people, to online, to people I put it out there. But I never used to. So you're on a journey of growth. You're on a journey of becoming this version of yourself, or a different version of yourself, or yourself, your true self. You're on a path of becoming more your true self. And that path is going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. And this is why I say, it's so much easier and faster once you have the tools. Once you know what a trigger is and what your feeling system is and what your emotions are and what a belief is and how to change a belief and how reality is constantly a feedback to you, what integration is, how to understand that feedback, how to do parts work. Like, once you have the skills and the tools and the tricks, oh my God, it goes so much faster. Connect with the community, connect with the people. Like, it goes 1,000 times faster and it's so much more enjoyable. So keep going. You're actually, this is part of your path of learning, because there's so much value in failures. There's so much value in not getting it right. It pushes you. It makes you become, it makes you be this other version of yourself. Most of the time when people really just let go because they don't give a shit anymore, is because they've hit their head against the wall so many times. So keep going.